Bench Warmer, bringing you the latest sporting news and events worldwide. Put me in, coach.
Hey, how's it going, sporting world? Today we'll be discussing the issues of head trauma injuries with athletes that participate in contact sports. Concussion in sports is a very serious injury endured by thousands of athletes every single year. Our job as parents and coaches is to be aware of the symptoms at the moment the concussion occurs and seek medical attention immediately. A few signs of symptoms caused by concussions are headaches, or pressure inside of the head, dizziness, nausea, confusion, temporary memory loss, slurred speech, or delayed responses from the questions being asked by the medical staff. Every athlete doesn't have the same type of body, therefore their body may respond differently to the head injury. Some athletes may experience these symptoms immediately, while others may show signs hours or even days later. The three top sports in head trauma injuries are football, ice hockey, and soccer. So if you have kids that participate in these sports, or you coach in these sports, you may want to educate yourself on effective ways to properly treat the injury. Bleeding inside of the brain can be deadly. Therefore, monitoring these players is vital to their health. I recommend not allowing the player to return to the game and to take the athlete straight to the hospital to be evaluated by professionals. Teaching our players to play the game the right way will help with keeping the percentage rate of head injuries to a minimum and protecting our athletes. Following safety guidelines, practicing proper technique depending on the sport, use the proper protective equipment that is required for the sport, wearing the equipment correctly, and always, always, always practice good sportsmanship at all times.
This podcast is presented to you by Donnell Weary, the sports guru.